Now, food cravings, we all get them, whether it's for something sweet like chocolate or maybe a nice brie cheese. But why do we get these cravings and can we control them? I've got Dr. Vincent Ho on the line now. He's a senior lecturer and clinical academic gastroenterologist at Western Sydney University. Vincent, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you, Tess, for inviting me.
So I was always under the impression that food cravings and feeling hungry were practically the same thing, but apparently that's not true.
That's right, Tess. So a food craving itself is a very intense desire to consume a particular food, which we find very difficult to resist. But that's actually different from hunger, which is where the consumption of any food can satisfy hunger.
And so what causes food cravings then?
Well, it's a really good question. So we think that food cravings actually comes from a mix of social, cultural, psychological, as well as biological factors. And I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. So we know, for example, that food cravings, biologically, there are certain regions of the brain that are responsible for memory, pleasure, and reward. So when you have imbalance of certain hormones, such as serotonin, that can help induce food cravings. But there's also a social component to it as well, because we know that food cravings for certain foods differs in different countries. For example, in Egypt, for example, it was reported in one study that only about 1% of young men and 6% of young women crave chocolate, whereas in Japan, women were more likely to crave rice and sushi. In Australia, it might be more chocolates and sweets. So definitely there's a social component as well as a biological component.
Yeah, weird. So do we know why men and women have different levels of food craving?
That isn't completely understood. We think it's due to a difference in hormones. Certainly that plays a role. But the exact reason why there's a difference between men and women isn't clear. We do know, for example, that there are certain times where hormones really play a role. For example, in pregnancy, we know that women can have very strong cravings. And we think that's due to hormonal changes that are disrupting their taste and smell receptors.
And so if somebody's sitting there wishing they had chocolate right now, but they're on a diet, is there any way we can decrease our food cravings?
So it is a very, very good idea. We do know that chocolate itself is one of the most powerful food cravings in the Western world. In controlling food cravings, it's certainly not easy, but there are techniques that can be helpful. For example, mindfulness. There was one study which looked at about 110 self-identified chocolate cravers. They gave them a bag of chocolates to carry around for about a week. And they got one half of that group to look at sort of restructuring for thoughts and replacing them with better thoughts. And the other half, they used this mindfulness-based technique, which was sort of not changing their thoughts, but being aware of their thoughts and visualizing that as different from normal. And that what they found was the participants in that group, that mindfulness group, were actually three times more likely to abstain from chocolate than participants in the other group that was using sort of cognitive retraining. So mindfulness techniques are thought to be one of the best ways to treat food cravings.
Yeah, wow. But I guess on the same topic, should we be trying to decrease these food cravings, or is it potentially our body trying to tell us something?
Yeah, so in some cases, food cravings are due to the body's effort to correct nutritional deficiencies. It's not the case in most circumstances, but in some cases it may be. So, for example, there are some people who crave non-food substances such as ice, eating raw earth or starch, and that kind of behavior of eating these non-food substances, it's called pica. And pica behavior can be found sometimes in conjunction with micronutrient deficiencies such as zinc. So if you're deficient in zinc, you may be craving this kind of these kinds of foods. And interestingly enough, deficiency in vitamins, like vitamin C, for example, that was an issue in maritime explorers who didn't have access to fruit and vegetables. And so they certainly, when they were suffering from scurvy, they craved fruit. And when they did eat fruit eventually, They, it was described in this exact term. They had emotions of the most voluptuous luxury.
That is incredible. I love that. Well, Vincent, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tess. Thank you for inviting me.
That was Dr. Vincent Ho, senior lecturer and clinical academic gastroenterologist at Western Sydney University.